In my lesson yesterday, I was speaking from the book of Habakkuk, and I mentioned the fact that Habakkuk was a man with a problem, yet he was a man of prayer, of faith. He was a man that had a song, yet it appears at first that this song was hidden, buried under the cares of what was going on in his day and time. When Habakkuk viewed the situation in his nation, he seems to have taken it personally. He became frustrated, so entangled that he even wondered if God even cared. He said, "O Lord, how long shall I cry and you not hear me? How long shall I tell you about all the things that's going on? Why do you show me such iniquity and cause me to have grief? There is violence and strife and contention. The law is slack. Judgment doesn't go forth. The righteous is surrounded by the wicked." Things look bad for Habakkuk. Things were bad for Habakkuk. Habakkuk had reached the same state of mind that a lot of God's people today have reached. Many of God's people have looked around this old world, observed our political climate, and they have almost panicked. They are in knots. They are raging on the inside. I see them post things on social media that causes me to know that they are disturbed in their spirit. If you're not careful, the devil will use this to get your mind distracted from the real purpose that God has for your life. Don't worry about the government. Don't worry about the world situation. Remember that God Himself is still in charge. Habakkuk discovered that. You can discover that too. But if we allow the problems of our day get us down, if we are not careful, it will break us. It will cause us to become bitter. If we will trust God in His grace and in His power, we'll see that things turn out right. Hebrews 10:35, we are admonished to cast not away our confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. I know that it's hard to have patience. Habakkuk felt the same way. But you know what Habakkuk did? Habakkuk's first step towards victory over this situation was a step of prayer. He says, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say to me." In the depths of Habakkuk's problems, he remembered that he had a watchtower of prayer. As a watchman looks out from his tower into the distance, the prophet would go and watch for an answer from heaven. When the outlook is dark, my friend, try the uplook. Prayer turned Habakkuk's attention from the problem to the solution. It will do the same thing for you. Prayer confesses our confidence in God. You remember that old song, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." It doesn't matter how eloquent that we pray. It doesn't matter how long we pray. It doesn't matter how sweet our voice sounds. It's not the method. But we do know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When Habakkuk went to the tower to pray, the very next day, in chapter 2 and verse 2, tells us the Lord answered me. In our Lord's famous Sermon on the Mount, he reminds us to guard against anxiety in three areas of our life. He said, take no thought or to be anxious about life, those things related to our physical well-being, such as food, clothing, and shelter. God says, I take care of the birds, I clothe the lilies, I know what you need, I'll take care of you. What a wonderful assurance. Cast not away your confidence. You have need of patience, for that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. There's a lot of things that we should not be anxious about. We should not be anxious about things that we cannot change. Our Lord illustrates this by saying no man has the capacity to add to his physical stature. It's unchangeable. It's fixed. These are things we cannot change. These things about us that cannot be changed must be accepted. Not only is our Lord teaching self-acceptance, but he is also teaching us to live in a world with situations and circumstances over which we have no control. Don't be anxious about the future. He says, worry not about tomorrow. When we worry about tomorrow, my friend, the joys of today decreases. God wants us to enjoy the full benefits of life today. Worry is not in God's vocabulary, neither should it be in ours. The word worry is not even in the scriptures. Our rule of thumb should be trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not upon our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Trust in the Lord brings rest, strength, and tranquility of heart and mind. When we trust, we have the joy of God. The joy of God is never out of season. When we meet with losses and crosses, his joy is our strength. In adversity or prosperity, his joy is our strength. In good times and bad times, his joy is our strength. When all is gone, God is not gone. When all is done, God is not done. So I say to you today, rejoice in the Lord. O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all of his works are done in truth. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. You may be wondering, did Habakkuk ever find that hidden song that was buried under all of his problems? He did indeed. He picked up his string instrument and he began to sing. You'll find this song in the 3rd chapter, verse 17. He sang, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flocks shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Oh, hallelujah. Before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to assure you that God can help you find your song. in the hearts of most of us, there is a song, even though at times it is buried under on the worry and the cares of this world. Talk to God. Let that song spring forth. Sing praises unto God, and your life will be different.